Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by one of the premier guards in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Javian Cohen from the University of Miami. Javian, appreciate you joining me, man. How's this pre-draft process been for you so far?
It's going wonderful, Ryan. Just been blessed with the opportunity to be with some amazing people, have some amazing experiences, and, you know, overall, get prepared for, you know, most of you being trying to hear my name called in April.
When you look back, man, over these last few years, even just back into last year, transferring in from Alabama, Nick Saban's program down there in Tuscaloosa to the ACC under Mario Cristobal, are there any differences maybe in your game, Javian, that you see yourself, how you improved in 2023 than in 2022 or the years prior?
Yeah, most definitely. Leaving from Alabama, had three offensive line coaches in 3 years, so, of course, I had a lot of transitioning to do during that time. Definitely, you know, different players when you play against the SEC, the ACC. Going to Miami, you know, getting under Coach Mirabal, Coach Cristobal, definitely feel like they boosted up my IQ of defenses, being able to read defenses, and, you know, looking at tendencies and alignments and everything that I'm going to face that Saturday. Definitely learn a lot more about pass protection as well. I feel like it's one of my strong suits when it comes to the game, just being able to be in the right position and having the right leverage and everything. But I could take a lot of the things that I learned from Coach Mirabal and display it.
Javian, when you look back, man, for those out there that maybe didn't watch you at Alabama in the SEC or didn't check you out for the Miami Hurricanes in the ACC this year and your success that you had, allowed only one sack in 4 years, what are teams getting in Javian Cohen, both as a player along the front five and a man in the locker room as well?
Definitely somebody that's, you know, willing to come in with their head down, eyes forward, and just ready to work in general. You know, somebody who wants to be, you know, respected as a teammate, also earn the trust of the organization. But I'm definitely, you know, a hard worker, somebody who cares about, you know, putting the best foot forward each and every day and going out there and, you know, laying my life on the line for the team.
Javian, talk to me just a little bit more about your journey from Alabama to Miami. I know the transfer portal is a big process for a lot of guys out there, and including guys in this draft class. Just talk to me about your journey, man, working under Nick Saban, obviously one of the most legendary coaches to ever do it, college or pro, and then coming to Miami, obviously one of the most prestigious programs in college football history as well. Just talk to me a little about your time at both spots and your experience in the SEC and the ACC.
Yeah, and I mean, most definitely been a dream of mine since a kid to be able to play for Coach Saban. Something that I've been long wanted to do, me and my family. Just always admired the way he went about his business, carried himself, and the different various messages that he displayed during my time there. It's wonderful playing in the SEC. Got a chance to win a national championship, two SEC championships, which is something that not everybody gets to say every day. So I'm grateful for that opportunity. A lot of great competition. Mainly, you know, the hardest part about being at Bama, you know, it's the best players you're going to see is right there on the practice field every week. So right. Got a lot of great, you know, competition, gridiron stories from there. And then transitioning over to Miami, it was definitely one of those things that was, you know, very helpful for my maturing process, being able to come in right away and be appointed as a leader, somebody who needed to, you know, go in and help bring in the mentality that's needed to be able to carry that program to where we wanted to go. I feel like we went in the right direction this year as well, but definitely something that was, you know, for me in Miami was just being, you know, as much as a leader on the field and, you know, with the team, was also being a leader at home with my family. So that was just something that really helped me mature in a lot of ways.
Talk to me about how important it was to get the invite from Jim Nagy and his staff, JV, and get down to Mobile and wear the Miami helmet just for one last time and show up and compete against some of the best defensive talent the country had to offer.
Oh, man, I told him from the jump it was a big lesson, especially me being from Alabama. It was very important for me to be able to get that invite. I met him at the symposium in Indianapolis in March when I missed my first practice at Miami, and just talked to him about, you know, the possibility of having this season go the way I wanted to and getting that invite. And time rolled around after the Rutgers game. I mean, you know, after the Boston College game, and ended up sending that invite, and it was just, you know, everything I could ever want. I remember cheesing all the way home, calling my wife, telling her that I got the invite. So it's just a great opportunity, and being able to go down there and represent the U one last time. I've seen Coach Cristobal, Coach Pata, Coach Highsmith, and all them down there, and just being able to go against the great competition that we have and that he invited to the game was just awesome. It was a blessing of opportunity.
Absolutely, man. Look, take the details, maybe the layers a little bit back for your game, JV, and on us. But look, as pass pro, look, you've had 1,400 snaps nearly in your career in pass pro. Again, I mentioned just one sack allowed in 4 years. There's not a lot of offensive linemen in this entire class or years prior that can say that, man. Just what are some things maybe in film study or what you see in tendencies in certain alignments that just help you win a rep before the ball is ever snapped?
Well, yeah, of course, film study is the most important part of the game. I feel like that gives you the advantage when you're able to dissect your opponent before you ever lay your eyes on them on the field, first and foremost. Definitely just looking at the alignments, looking at the communication between them and the second level, knowing what stunts are coming, definitely knowing, you know, how I want to approach the defensive lineman, how aggressive is he? Is he a hand technician? Is he a power guy? Is he somebody who's, you know, quick to the inside? Just film study is, you know, brings exactly, you know, what you need when you're ready to prepare your toolbox for going out there on Saturday. And I do want to say they credited me for a sack that was not my sack. So I have yet to give up a sack. I don't know why they gave me that sack against FSU. Six-man protection. I did my job. But, yeah, I mean, of course, it still blessed me to have 14,000 pass sets and only one sack credit. So,
look, nothing wrong with being perfect, right? Striving perfect, chef. Nothing wrong with that, right?
That's all it is.
Absolutely, man. Look, what are a few things, man, you like to do outside of football? When you're not strapped up, JV, what are some things that you like to do away from football?
Yeah, when I'm not strapped up, man, I like to spend time with my family. I got an 8-month-old daughter and my beautiful fiance that, you know, really drives me every day to make me, you know, go as hard as I do on the field. So when I'm not on the field, I like to spend time with them and be able to get as much time as I can in with them. You know, time flies. Before I blinked, she was 8 months old. So definitely spending time with them, spending time with family in general, and not with my teammates, spending time with them, just being able to bond with them is something that's special to me as well, because we all got this extreme blessing that we have, being able to play this game that we love like we do. So definitely spending time with the people that, you know, help make this journey as special as it is for me.
Absolutely, man. Look, last one for you before we get you out of here, JV. And when you hear your name called in April for you and your family, just how special is that moment going to be for you when you look back on this process from when you were a little kid, first ever putting on shoulder pads and putting on a helmet, then you go to Alabama and you go to Miami and have your career that you did. Just how special is that moment going to be for you and your family in April, man?
Man, it's going to be an extreme blessing. A lot of hard work and sacrifice between myself and my support systems went into this process. That's gotten me to this point. I couldn't do it without my heavenly father, most definitely. But just to hear my name, just to be called, and know that, you know, all the hard work that I did finally got me to where I wanted to get to. It's going to give me another starting process to go attack another challenge that I'm trying to continue to grind on and get to where I want to be in the end, all be all. But, man, hear my name across that cross that stage and see my name flash across that screen is just going to be the biggest blessing of my life.
All right, guys, that's my conversation with Javion Cohen, one of the premier offensive linemen in the entire 2024 NFL draft, both his time at Alabama and the SEC and at Miami and the ACC. I'm glad he shouted me out a little bit. Look, I didn't give up a sack in my entire career. Again, in the SEC and the ACC, love that ability to strive for perfection. And there's a lot of numbers, a lot of analytics out there, a lot from a lot of different places, and knows exactly what game that potentially was, right, against Florida State. To where, look, Javion Cohen didn't think it was a sack, and he didn't think it was a sack. And then we're going to credit him with no sacks given up in 1,400 pass pro reps in college, which is an outstanding number. Didn't allow, again, a single sack. So, again, appreciate you guys tuning in. He's a hell of a ball player, hell of a young man. Got to know him a little bit down in Mobile. And I'm just pumped to see this kid get into the NFL. And day and age where teams want to sling that thing around 35-plus times a game, or you want to get after some people north-south and have them pull in space, you watch Javion Cohen. He's one of the most athletic interior offensive linemen in this entire class. Primarily lived at left guard his entire career in Tuscaloosa and for the Miami Hurricanes. Just a special young man and a hell of an athlete within the trenches that you're just going to get after people and a plug-and-play athlete from day one. So as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm at underscore Ryan Fowler on X if you don't follow me there already. All my work is at Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. This podcast is on all podcast platforms. A lot more of these interviews to come for you guys as we get closer to the combine and closer to the spring and to the 2024 NFL Draft that kicks off in Detroit in just a few months. So as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll talk to you soon. I'm Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Selling smoothies is what I do. But for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.